Hi, my name is Miao Zhang. I'm from the Azure API Management team. In this video, I want to show you how to use role-based access control in API Management. This is one of our most requested features, and the approach we took to add RBAC support in API Management is, first, we are going to rely on the native RBAC support in Azure Resource Manager and the Azure portal. So if you have used the RBAC feature in other Azure products, the experience will be exactly the same. Second, we will provide a list of built-in roles for those common scenarios that we have been hearing from our customers. And third, if you have a more advanced scenario, for example, if you want to have more granular control of the access to your APIs, then you can create custom roles to cover those scenarios, which I will show you an example later in the video. So we will provide 5 out-of-the-box built-in roles. And these roles can be assigned at any level, including subscription, resource group, and individual API management services. For example, if you assign the Azure API Management Service Reader role to a user at a resource group level, then this user will have read access to all the API management services under that resource group. However, if you assign this role to the same user at individual API management service level, then that user will only have access to that particular API management instance and will not be able to see or touch any other API management instances under the same resource group or subscription. So let me quickly go through these roles. The first role is called the Azure API Management Service Contributor. This is basically the ultimate administrator of your API management services. Contributors, they will have read and write access to all the resources under your API management services, including APIs, products, policies, users, and so forth. They will also be able to create new API management instances, delete existing API management instances, scale your instances, as well as configuring custom domain name and virtual network settings of your API management services. And finally, contributors also have access to our existing publisher portal. The second role is called Azure API Management Services Reader. This is a very simple role, as the name suggests. Readers will have read-only access to your API Management Services. And the third role is called Azure API Management Service Operator. This will be suitable for your IT folks. Basically, operators, they will have read access to your API Management Services. They can also create, delete, scale your instances, as well as configuring the custom domain name and the virtual network settings. And the next role is called Azure API Management Service Editor. Basically, editors, they have read and write access to your API management resources. And they cannot create, delete, or scale your instances and cannot configure the virtual network and custom domain name settings of API management services. And also, editors, they do not have access to our existing publisher portal, which means that editors can only make their changes on the new Azure portal. This role is currently not available because we are in the process of migrating all the management UI from the publisher portal to the new Azure portal. So we will publish this role to you once we finish that migration. And the last role is called Azure API Management Content Manager. For some of our customers, especially the ones that have external facing developer portals, they usually have a team of web designers that are dedicated to managing the styling of their developer portals. However, they don't want those web designers to touch any other configurations of their API management services. So in that case, we will provide a role called the Content Manager. Basically, content managers also have read access to your API management services, and they will also have access to the existing publisher portal, which will only contain the functionalities that are related to customizing the developer portal after we finish migrating all the management UI from the publisher portal to the new Azure portal. Now let me show you how to use these built-in roles. For example, I have an API management instance here created, and I want to add another user as a reader to this instance. So what I do is I go to Access Control, click on the roles, find the API Management Service Reader role, and add another user here. In this case, I will use my personal Hotmail address. Click Select. And now this user has been added. Okay, so now let me open a new incognito window. Go to the Azure portal. Log in with my personal email address. As you can see, this user can already see this particular API management instance that I just given access to. And as a reader, I can see anything about this instance. For example, I can see the pricing tier for this instance. However, I cannot change it. As you can see, there's no save button here for me. And if I go to the list of APIs, for example, I have an API called Local Weather API. I can see all the settings about this API. But if I try to make a change to this API, for example, let me add some text here. Click Save. And then it's telling me I'm not authorized to change this API. Okay, so this is how easy you can use this built-in roles. Next, I want to show you how to use custom roles. As I mentioned, you can create custom roles to cover more advanced scenarios that are not covered by our built-in roles. For example, first, you can have a role which have read and write access to a subset of your APIs instead of all your APIs, right? Or you can create a role called policy editor, which have read access to everything of your API management services, but only have write access on policies only. So now let me show you how to create a custom role for example number one. So to create a custom role, you will have to use PowerShell commandlet because currently there is no user interface for creating new roles. So in this case, I'm going to create a custom role which has read access to my API management services, but has write access to a particular API only. So for simplicity, you can always create a new role based on the definitions of an existing role. So you don't have to provide all the fields. Okay, so in this case, I'm going to create a role based on an existing role, which is the API management service reader role. Okay, just want to make sure we get that role correctly. That's right. And then let me reset the ID of this role. And change the name to be calculator API contributors because this role will have access to my calculator API. Okay. And then let me change the role description to having write access to my calculator API. And let me change the role, the actions. Let me add Microsoft.apimanagement/service/APIs. Oh, sorry, lowercase service, API/write. So I want to add write access to APIs to this role. Let me clear the assignable scope. Okay, so since I'm giving the write access to APIs for this role, but I want to limit the write access to a very specific API. So what I do is for the assignable scope, I'm gonna do I have it saved here. So this is the scope. So basically, I'm saying that for this custom role, the assignable scope is only this subscription, this resource group, under API management, this particular service, and this particular API. Okay. Okay, so now I can create this row using Azure RM row assignment. I'm sorry, row definition dash row. Okay, so now this row has been created. Well, the next thing I need to do is I want to assign this row to my personal account. So let me copy this and paste. Okay, so I'm doing Azure row assignment. So this is the object ID of my personal account. And the row I'm assigning is the, let me change it. Okay, so what I'm doing here is that I'm creating a row assignment to my personal account. This is the object ID of my personal account. And the row I'm assigning is the Cochlear API contributors I just created. And the scope that I'm assigning this row at is that particular Cochlear API. Okay, so let me enter. Okay, so now this row assignment has been created, okay? So let me try this again, okay? Let me go back to my Cognito window. Try to refresh the page. So if I go to the calculator API, go to settings and try to change something here. And as you can see, the change has been successfully saved, right? But if I try to change another API here, and again, I'm told that I'm not authorized to change this API because I only have write access to the calculator API. Okay, thank you for watching this video. I hope that's helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly or send an email to the team. Thank you, until next time.